Good afternoon, this is Jonathan Davis, Edinburgh Napier News, reporting from Grangemouth, where the clouds are a lighter shade of grey. There may still be hope for the survival of Grangemouth petrochemical plant, as union leaders have voiced new optimism today about the future of the site. In a recent statement, a spokesperson from the Unite Union announced their intention to embrace the survival plan put forward by owner INEOS, warts and all. All 800 of the petrochemical plant's employees were told that they would lose their jobs when INEOS announced closure on Wednesday, but both parties have since shown intent on reaching a more positive solution. General Secretary Len McCluskey has told chemical giants INEOS that he wants to meet for face-to-face discussions, claiming it would be an opportunity for him to clarify Unite's position. INEOS is expected to wait until further meetings involving politicians are held later on Thursday before responding to the latest developments. But McCluskey remains confident, adding that he feels very positive about making their objectives known and making certain that the plant stays open. For now, the future lies in the hands of INEOS, but at least there is an added ray of hope for the employees here at Grangemouth.